والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. For the past few weeks, we have been watching the journey and the rise of some countries as they go through the FIFA World Cup. And in particular, we see great achievement and accomplishment by the Moroccan team, mashallah. And there is wide support across the world for the accomplishment that have been made by the Moroccan team in the World Cup, and especially in the Muslim world. And, you know, there's various reasons that people will support a team or a country. Maybe, you know, their favorite player plays on the team. Maybe they're from that place or that country, and so on. So there's various reasons that people will support a team. But in particular, the support that we see in the Muslim world for the Moroccan team also has to do with their displaying of Islamic values on the world stage, right? And one of the things that has been noticed, for example, is their love and their respect for their mothers, right? Because it is quite uncommon in professional sports to find athletes showing, you know, open reverence and love and respect to their mothers, right? Normally, it's they celebrate among themselves, or maybe, you know, their spouses or significant others will be with them, but rarely do we see mothers being shown that level of love and respect on such a public and high stage, as an example, right? We also notice, you know, the sajdatu shukr, the prostration of gratefulness, you know, after each game, and particularly after they have won, or even after they lost, you know, making showing gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by prostrating. And, of course, we're noticing support for Palestine as well, mashallah. So, my brothers and sisters, at the root of the love and support for Morocco across the Muslim world at this time is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ, that indeed the believers are one brotherhood. The believers, whether male or female, are one brotherhood, are one community, are one sisterhood. And when we are one family, what do? We share in joy, and we also share in grief as well. And we support each other in times of need and to succeed. So as families, as brothers, as sisters, right, when we have that type of relationship with someone, we are looking to support them in the things that they are doing, which are good and permissible. And we look to defend them and protect them from harm, from trouble, and we share in their joys and we share in their grief. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, as it has been related by Nu'man ibn Bashir radiyallahu anhu, that مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ مَثَلُ الْجَسَدِ. The example the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave of the believers in their affection and mercy and compassion for one another is that of a jasad, of a body. إِذَا اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عُضْوًا تَدَاعَى لَهُ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ بِالسَّهْرِ وَالْحُمَّى. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when any limb aches, when any part of the body aches, the entire body reacts with sleeplessness and fever. And we see this, that if you have one part of your body that is injured, right, maybe it's a, you know, let's say you broke an arm, you got hurt, you know, you pulled a muscle, you know, a nerve, you got hurt in one part of your body, the pain is felt in other parts of the body, right? The signal of pain is going through your nervous system to your brain, and your brain is reacting, and your body, you know, different areas of your body may hurt, and you may react in different ways. You know, you may cry, and there's tears that come out of your ears, even though the pain may be on your foot, right? So the body is all connected, and one part being hurt, one part that suffers, the other parts also respond, and that is the example that the Prophet ﷺ gave. We get another example And that is related from Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِ كَالْبُنْيَانِ, that verily the believers are like bricks. They are like bricks, meaning of a wall of a building. يَشُدُّ بَعْضُهُ بَعْضًا, each part strengthening the other. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a visual representation of that as well. وَشَبَّكَ أَصَابِعَهُ, and he clasped his fingers together to show that meaning of strength that comes together like bricks supporting and giving strength to one another. So let us reflect upon this for a moment, my brothers and sisters, that you see, the body works together, as we have discussed, and each part of the body has a different function, right? All the parts of the body, all the joints, all the different elements of our body, they all have different functions, but they are all integral to the well-being and the wholeness of the body, right? And of course, some of them have similar functions as well. But the point is that each one has a specific role in a specific place. And they are all important for the functioning of the body, even though that they are different and they are, of many different types doing different functions. So we get an example here also with regards to the role that we have and the importance that every single one of us has in the well-being of the ummah, in the functioning of this ummah. Secondly, when we think about a brick wall, right? When we think about a building or a wall, we notice that, some of the bricks are carrying more than others, but each one is important, right? So the ones that are laid at the bottom, right, that make the foundation of the wall, they are, of course, carrying the load of the other bricks that are on top of them, right? However, if any one of them is missing, then it weakens the wall. So we learn that there is strength in being together. And yes, again, different people will have different roles and will carry different loads. But at the end of the day, every single one of them is important, because when one is missing or one is not, functioning the way it should, then it causes weakness in the entire wall. Now, of course, it's also important to note that there is nothing wrong with loving one's homeland, right? Or to have a natural affinity towards those who perhaps share the same language and the same culture. There's nothing wrong with that, right? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was born in Mecca, and he loved Mecca very much, right? It was very, very dear to him. It was very close to his heart. So, there's nothing wrong. And of course, Mecca was a very special place. But we get the principle that there is nothing wrong with feeling closeness and having, a special love for the place you're from, the people who perhaps, share the same language and the same culture. Naturally, you tend to be inclined towards them. You spend more time with those, most of the time, with those who are more similar. But, my brothers and sisters, these factors must not overshadow the love and the care and compassion that is associated with iman. Right? So the love, the care and compassion that comes by virtue of having iman, that should be stronger than any of those things, right? So you can have that, like I said, that love for your homeland, for the place you're from, and be close practically in terms of spending time with those who share, similarities in terms of culture and language and things like that. But the most powerful bond, or the overarching bond, should be the bond of iman. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has told us famously that لا تدخلون الجنة حتى تؤمنوا. And always struck by this hadith, right, and the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he's essentially linking something that we perhaps that we think of very highly, or we believe is very important, with something that we might actually disregard and not think of as being very important. But the reality is that they're actually linked together. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that لا تدخلون الجنة حتى تؤمنوا, that you will not enter Jannah until you believe, until you have faith. This is something that we all know and we believe and we understand, that entering Jannah, to enter Jannah, the prerequisite is to have iman. Iman is the passport to enter into Jannah. Just like in this world, you cannot cross borders, you cannot enter into a country that you want to go to if you do not have a visa, you do not have a passport. So iman is the visa, is the passport, is what allows you, will allow a person to enter into Jannah, inshallah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then goes on, and he says something that perhaps we don't think about too much. He says, "Wala tu'minu hatta tahabu," And you will not believe, meaning you will not have faith or you will not have complete faith until you love each other. Okay? So here we have Iman and entering Jannah, which is something very high, very important. We all agree, we all understand. But then he's talking about loving one another. And he's saying you're not going to believe fully until you actually love one another. And you're like, okay, well, like, you know, I didn't perhaps realize that loving one another is that serious and it's that important. Because he's linking Iman and entry into Jannah with having love for one another. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. That shall I not show you or tell you, or shall I show you something that if you did it, you would love each other. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on and says, he concludes the hadith by saying, أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Spread peace between yourselves, or spread, you know, the salam or greetings of peace amongst yourselves. This is related by Imam Muslim in his Sahih. So, loving one another, my brothers and sisters, is an important part of our belief, which is linked with our entry into Jannah. So therefore, it should be clear to us that we need to make an extra effort to inculcate this love for each other as believers in our hearts, and recognize that it is actually a part of completing, or a part of having complete Iman, to love each other as believers, and that this love is linked to Iman, which is linked to entry into Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all the dwellers of Jannah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us all there. Ameen. So my brothers and sisters, another thing to mention which is very important is that the reality is that there are those who work very hard to divide the believers. There are those who work very hard to divide the believers. Why? Because when you have a team that is divided, when you have a team that is conflicted amongst themselves, they are in dispute and they are in controversy. It weakens them. It weakens them. Everyone was shocked, right, about Ronaldo, right, in Portugal. Right, there's controversy, right? There's controversy. There's conflicts, there's issues, right? There's a lot of distractions. And you see the consequence, right? You see the effect of that. So there are forces who have always been and continue to work to divide the believers in order to weaken them. And this is nothing new. Right? This is nothing new, because the munafiqun tried to do that at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? And they haven't really stopped since then. And various tools or methods are used to try to promote differences and create wedges. Whether they are ethnic differences, whether they are national differences based on nationalism, whether they are sectarian, they are political. Sometimes there are rumors or planting misgivings and false accusations, various types of plots. Right? This is nothing new, as I mentioned. Okay? This is something that the believers have faced since the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay? So those who detest Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who detest the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who dislike Islam, and who dislike by extension the believers and the Muslims, will continue to do that, and they will continue to try to cause divisions and create problems. Just yesterday, my brothers and sisters, the Globe and Mail reported that Mac is being sent documents anonymously that show that officials of some government agencies have been plotting to unethically and unlawfully intimidate and entrap the organization or officials associated with the organization. And they also show that there are some government officials who have been speaking out against such methods and such activities. Now, the official response is that the documents that indicate that something like this has been going on to try to take down Canada's largest Muslim charity, is that the official response is that these documents are forged, they are fake, but either way, whether they are fake or not, so whether the accusations or the documents are true or whether they are forged, this is troubling and it is unacceptable. Right? And either way, it is an attempt to inflict damage to the Muslim community, right? To create problems, to create dissension, to create chaos, misgivings, distractions. And these are things that we must be aware of, whether it's at a high level or at a smaller level. And we should always remember that our bonds of brotherhood and sisterhood go beyond and above any such attempts. Now, it is natural to have, you know, different tastes, different choices, different opinions, different understandings. So, you know, with, mashallah, such a large ummah, such a large group of people, it's not really practical or practically possible to have complete uniformity. So that is not the objective. The objective is not uniformity, that every single person becomes like everyone else, and all the believers become the same in every way. But the hearts must not become divided and devoid of mutual love, mercy, and compassion. Right? So you can have different tastes, you can have different opinions, different, you know, understandings, right? All of that is fair game. But the hearts must not become divided and devoid of mutual love, compassion, and mercy. If I can ask, please, the brothers to come forward and fill in all the gaps. If you can try to sit the way you would sit in Salah, please, so that will make it easy to fit everyone inside. Because clearly, no one's going to be praying outside today, inshallah. So please, try to make space. Jazakumullahu khairan. And the ones whose hearts are clean, they do not let that happen. The ones whose hearts are clean and they are sincere, they don't let that happen. They don't let, you know, the hearts become devoid and divided, right? And devoid of mutual love, mercy, and compassion. So we must be always conscious of this, my brothers and sisters. And also note that when we love our fellow believers, we are in fact loving them in honor of the belief and love that they have for Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Right? If you think about another person, you have nothing in common. Maybe you're from a completely different culture. You wear completely different clothing. Huh? You eat completely different food. Okay, you speak different languages. But you're instructed to love them. What is this love based on? It's in honor of, in recognition of, the belief and the love that they have in their hearts for Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So what binds us is this faith and this love for Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, all of this is not to say that we should not be kind or we should not help people who do not share our beliefs. So let us be clear here and let us not misunderstand. That is not what we are saying. Of course, we should be kind, we should be caring, and we should be compassionate towards all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? We are taught even kindness for animals. Right? So all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is deserving of compassion and kindness, right? And mercy. And especially our neighbors and those that we associate with, you know, at work and at school and so on. Right? So we're not trying to say, so do not misunderstand, right? This is not about not being compassionate towards those who do not share the same belief. But it is just to say that the relationship between believers is extra special in a good way. The bond, the relationship between the believers is extra special in a positive way. It is also important to note that this special relationship between believers is not to be misused for causing harm or for promoting something which is negative or which is forbidden. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Right? Assist one another in righteousness and piety and good things, but do not collaborate, do not assist each other when it comes to, you know, sins and things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes. Now, alhamdulillah, my brothers and sisters, when we look at our jama'ah, mashallah, and we look at our region generally, the Arwa-Gatna region, we realize, alhamdulillah, that we are incredibly blessed by having a sense of unity that is difficult to find in many places. Right? Especially when you look around North America and even many parts of the world, right? It's hard to find. There are other places, mashallah, where Muslims are united, but it's hard to find those places. There are not that many. And of course, there is always room for improvement. And we must always try to promote inclusivity at all levels, right? With full sincerity, right? Practicing on what I am speaking about. But we must realize, my brothers and sisters, that this is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it only comes with the permission of Allah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Ali Imran in ayah number 103, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And hold firmly to the rope of Allah and do not be divided. The rope of Allah referring to, as many commentators say, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Others, you know, translating as the covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or explaining it as the covenant that we have taken. وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَفَرَّقُونَ, do not be divided. Remember Allah's favor upon you when you were enemies, right? Addressing the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you were enemies, and it could, of course, even apply now. Remember Allah's favor upon you when you were enemies, then He united your hearts. Because they would have long, you know, grudges, like grudges that have been coming for generations, right? Sometimes centuries. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala united the hearts. So He says, then He united your hearts to you by His grace, became brothers. بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. You became brothers even though you had grudges and you had enmity before. وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَا حُفْرَةٍ مِّنَ النَّارِ فَانْقَذَكُمْ مِّنْهَا. And you were at the brink of a fiery pit. فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِّنْهَا. And He saved you from it. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. This is how Allah makes His revelations clear to you so that you may be rightly guided, right? So this is a special gift, a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be united. Also in Surah Al-Anfal, ayah number 63, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, talking about the believers. وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ. He brought their hearts together, addressing the Prophet ﷺ. Had you spent all the riches in the earth, you could not have united the hearts. So the unity of the hearts comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how much one tries through resources and efforts, the hearts cannot be united unless it is the decree and the permission, and comes with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, a few tips as we conclude. First of all, try to have a pure heart towards your fellow believers. You know, put iman above any other affiliations. Share in joy, share in the griefs of your fellow brothers and sisters in faith. Do not fall for attempts to divide and cause dissension and cause weakness. Try to reconcile, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. So try to reconcile and bring people together when there are times, when there are challenges and differences. Work consciously to overcome subconscious bias and to reach out to fellow believers. Because, you know, naturally, we are, like I said, we're inclined to people who are more similar to us. It's possible that sometimes, subconsciously, we don't realize it, but we're perhaps being biased. We're being a bit discriminatory in the way that we are behaving. We're not being fair with everyone. So we have to make an extra effort to try to make sure that we reach out to fellow believers who might be different than us in some way. And finally, be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the unity, alhamdulillah, which does not have to be uniformity. So you can be different. You can have your own, you know, opinions. You can have your own culture, your own choices. But the overarching connection is that of iman, which should go beyond all of those things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our hearts united. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in love and respect for each other. We ask Allah azza wa jal for protection for us and all of our fellow brothers and sisters, the believers, and all the people of goodness and institutions and organizations from all types of evil plots and harms. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We'll take a couple of moments, inshallah, to offer our sunnah prayers and then continue.